The Truth News Network. You like it straight and can't find that anywhere? Rest easy. Always get the straight shot and always get the truth from the Truth News Network. Here with today's Truth Chapter is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new week. Truth News Network, we had a good time this weekend and relaxed and got back in the saddle after Thanksgiving, and I hope you had the same opportunity. So let's get right to it. Today, election chaos. Just me. I have maintained basic silence and watched along with you as the midterm election chaos morphed from being a simple national election to a bitter, strife-filled, name-calling, identity political, all-out travesty, reminiscent of 2000, 2004, and 2016. The epicenter of this holocaust was once again Florida. As I watched the drama unfold, I could not help but SMH. I know now anyway, that means shake my head. I could do nothing but shake my head in anger and disgust as the one thing that must always be the focus of every election in the United States was either lost, forgotten, or both. The will of the American people. The people's will is the only thing that matters in elections. It was totally invisible in the vitriolic rhetoric we watched play out in press conferences, news reports on television, newspaper stories, and even the never-ending interviews that every network seemed driven to get with that one person who shared the anchor's political perspective to weigh in with their opinion of who won. It is sadly apparent that most in the political system of the United States have lost their way in leading the nation in this most sacred of events that separate the heretofore greatest country in world history from every other country. That is free and democratic elections that provide every American citizen the right to cast their vote without any government restriction for whomever they choose to support and with no interference. That is gone. And that fact has been driven home over and over for the last week plus while the squabbles happen regarding election chaos all across the nation. Today, I'm not going down the road of which Republican got kicked to the curb, whether there was a red or blue wave, or how tall the wave was, whether any candidate is racist or misogynistic or homophobic or Islamophobic. Today, I want to open an honest discussion with you about one thing, our election process. I want you to think through this with me. I want us together to think of ways that we can make it better. Make it work. Whether that means to blow up the existing process and starting over, or just calling in the remodeler to move a few walls, fix the plumbing, and spread some new paint. So let's go. The process today. States run through these elections. They run them all. Yes, state-run elections include processing local voters who cast their votes on the same day at the same voting precinct at the same time as they elect candidates running for state and federal offices. Most states use some type of electronic voting equipment or a hybrid system that combines manual and electronic voting. But there's no uniformity, no standard, no measure of any of these particular voting processes, voting systems, and no unified accountability requisite standards set to assure each voter that their vote is properly processed and that their choices for their supported candidates count. There's no method structured to uniformly ferret out election pandering. And you know what? Is that not insane? Look at what's at stake. Every 2 years, we elect 435 representatives from across the country to represent citizens from every state, county, or parish, and every city and town to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. Included in each of those elections is the selection of members to serve in the U.S. Senate. Every 4 years, in addition to the House of Representatives, senators whose terms are expiring, We also elect a U.S. president and a vice president. Completing this process every other year, timely, accurately, and with the certainty that each election is accurate and without any vote tampering, must be the number one objective for every member of the United States government and all state and local governments. That does not seem to be the case now. The voting system must be repaired, or it must be replaced. Let me ask you a question. Do we have election fraud? You know, I really don't know that, one way or the other. Remember that a month before the 2016 elections, President Obama laughed at statements by then-candidate Trump that he was concerned about election tampering. Obama said there was no serious person who would suggest it was possible to rig American elections, adding, quote, "I'd invite Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes," unquote. Obama made that statement thinking it would never be made public that just 2 months before he attacked Trump, his FBI, Obama's FBI, had informed him that there were indeed serious and credible attempts that had been made and confirmed in previous elections by Russians and other foreign governments to impact the results of those elections. The FBI assured Obama that they had credible evidence that such tampering would be initiated in the November 2016 election, the very election for which Obama arrogantly dismissed Donald Trump's election tampering concerns. If Obama knew about election tampering attempts and hid those from the American people, which he did, what other attempted election tampering and/or fraud had there been? And has any of it been successful? What is scariest to me in all this is that it is implausible to believe that with the sophistication of electronic technology and the expertise of individuals within foreign governments like Russia, China, and Japan, such election tampering has not in any way been successful. One thing is certain, though. When American politicians try to cover up anything, there's a reason. And it almost always is that what they are hiding is real, and that they know it. So, how do we correct U.S. election voting issues? Just a quick little synopsis here. First, remove the election of federal officials from state voting control. That's a must. There are far too many opportunities for mistakes, whether accidental or intentional, when these voting systems are operated in large part by volunteers, even with state or local oversight. Then, totally do away with electronic elections. Whoa! We see almost daily the horrors of internet interference in virtually every operation of every type that takes place electronically in the world. Let's face it. People invent machines. People invent electronic processes. People invented the internet, computers, the ability for computers to connect to each other, transfer data and information instantly around the world. That means that people certainly possess the ability to monitor, alter, delete, and even steal anything that is contained in electronic storage that can be accessed via the internet. Did you know this? Finland, a very advanced technological country, years ago ditched their fully computerized election system. Why? Because they discovered there was no way to ensure the security, fairness, accuracy, and therefore the results of elections to actually be that of the votes as cast by their voters. Thirdly, return U.S. voting to manual ballots. I'll certainly get some pushback on this, primarily because doing so seems to be a step backward in technological capabilities. But as Finland learned, it is far easier to distribute, manually vote, and manually count votes that assures the citizens of their country every legal vote cast was counted, and that within that process there was certainly no one hindered the inclusion of any legal vote and no one tampered in any way with each election when ballots are prepared manually. So, in summary, there surely are many details of such a system that must be addressed before blowing up our current system. But smart people who can share creative ideas with other organized people who can direct U.S. resources necessary to create a revised election system that is cost-effective and practical. I could offer a plan here, but I would rather throw this concept out in the open, see if anyone agrees with me, and might be willing to share some specific ideas with all of us. Certainly, the U.S. Department of Justice could pretty easily create a division of Federal Election Operations and Accountability. We could call it the FEOA, that would construct, implement, manage, and oversee such an operation. Congress would be required to craft and pass a law or several laws that could be really simple, concise, and easily drafted and fund such a system. System like this, controlled totally by the feds, could operate side by side with state and local election processes, for instance, in the same facility, just next to the local and state voting machinery. But if so, the federal process would certainly be required to be segregated in structure to certify elections results accuracy. Could we do this? Will we do something like this? You know, of late I've become a bit jaded at the fairness and honesty of the operations of government at federal, state, and local levels, especially with leaders in our federal government. I simply do not trust their following through with mandates given to them by voters. I have no doubt such a system could be put in place and put in place in short order. But I don't have confidence that such a process will really ever be implemented. Now I'm going to scare you a bit. I think that many on Capitol Hill would love to see federal elections stopped totally. That's right. I'll say it again. I think that many on Capitol Hill would love to see elections be stopped totally at the federal level. This demands a separate conversation because of its blockbuster nature. And we may do that. But think this through. Have you not watched and wondered why law enforcement officials at every government level allow the continuation and the dramatic escalation of attacks, verbal, written, oral, and physical, on individuals and groups of other political persuasions? Antifa, white supremacists, and other militant groups in large are being allowed to run rampant. Violence, too. Why do you think that is? If government officials could continue to gain more and more examples of unrest among the populace that lead to violence, would that not fuel their ability to push for the cessation of the voting process? We'd probably hear something like this. Americans are too divided, too divisive, too angry, and without the ability to reason anymore. The American public no longer has any real capability to discern who are the best candidates to put in various political offices. We should abolish the antiquated election system in the United States and simply allow the government to choose who should be in office. I don't think we're very far from hearing that cry from those who are screaming louder and louder every day for more and more government intrusion in every area of our lives. You saw the hard swing to the left among a whole bunch of those elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in the midterms. Such a move seems to be just another stepping stone toward a utopian life that they want us all to experience. One where, per George Orwell, Big Brother will control everything. Ridiculous? I hope so. We're going to find out, and I hope we never see it happen. That's a wrap on today's chapter here at the Truth News Network. Thanks for joining us. And hey, this is a good one. I want to don't you reply? Make your comments down there, or if you want to do it privately, send me an email. My email address is dan@truthnewsnet.org. That's dan@truthnewsnet.org. You're the best. I'm glad you're on this journey with us at the Truth News Network. So long, everybody.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.